thirsty, I'm heaven in the morning. Free radio. Good morning.
Morning, hi. Sharon.
So when's your big date and who's it to?
Her big day is the 25th of September this year. And it's to my lovely Stuart Townsend.
Aww.
Now, Stuart is already slightly famous in our books because anyone who's been on our Facebook page, Hirsty and Hennen, in the last 5 minutes, will see a video of Stuart attempting to sing a bit of Take That.
Yes.
And I think
quite
Stuart,
painful.
Wouldn't, yeah, Stuart wouldn't mind us saying that it's quite painful. And I think his point was that it's this painful, so you need to come and sing it instead of me, Gary.
Definitely. I mean, I love him to bits, but I mean, that first dance with him making my ears bleed will be a bit painful,
yes,
as so you've seen.
However much you love him, it still wouldn't be great.
So how did you two meet?
We met, Stuart's from Staffordshire, and obviously I'm from Worcester, and we were both out on a work night with our friends, and it was a night out in Worcester, to be honest with you, in Bushwhackers.
Okay.
How many marriages have started in Bushwhackers? How many years? And ended. And where was your first date?
First date was Nando's.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I'm just pleased you're not having your wedding venue there. That's all I'll say.
So they properly met in Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
First date in Nando's. Where is the proposal? Mackie D's?
No, actually, it was at home. It was at home over a romantic breakfast with rose petals and champagne.
Oh, my God!
Yes, it was beautiful.
Because you had gone to town then, you thought
just
about
a bit,
it.
Yeah.
Now, I know you have a particular reason as to why Gary should be singing at your wedding this time, because you two actually almost never end up getting married to start with, did you?
No, we've had two dates that we've actually planned before, and we've booked the cars and the church and everything, and unfortunately due to in-house we had to cancel. The first one was 8th of the 8th 2008, and I actually was struck down by a stroke which took my right side, and I ended up in a wheelchair.
Goodness
so
me.
I spent 6 months in the Queen Elizabeth, and it was a long period of recovery, but I had fantastic support from family, especially Stuart and the children, and obviously that date had to be cancelled. We then, after my recovery, thought, right, this is it, we're planning it again, and 12th of the 12th 2012, we booked the church again, I'd found my dress, everything had deposits on, and again, unfortunately, just after we'd been to see Take That, Stuart was struck down with a spinal tumour. So again, we had to cancel. So this time, we haven't gone for a date that
good. You know, I'm just thinking the 25th of September, the 25th of the 9th, 2015
normal.
Is normal. Great. Yes.
Even our vicar at Claims Church has said Friday's usually her day off, but after listening to what we've been through,
yeah, mm-hmm,
you know, she's cancelling her day off. She's got to marry us, so you know.
That's wonderful. Okay.
And who out of the two of you is the bigger Take That fan, do you think?
I wouldn't like to say. I think we compete against each other,
really.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I think Stuart thinks he knows the songs a lot better than me, but you know, we do compete.
Well, we don't want you falling out over who's the bigger fan. The main thing, it would just be nice to get him there, wouldn't it?
After hearing all of that you've been through, Sharon, I don't see how Gary can say no. I don't see how I can say
not.
It's up to him, isn't it? But good luck.
So through the wonderful power of radio and how it works, Sharon, we will take that conversation that we've just had, tweet it to Gary Barlow so we can see just how much effort you've gone to.
Brilliant. Can I just say a big thank you? Over the last 24 hours, we have had so much support off people we've never met, off Gary Barlow's fan club.
I bet. It's been great.
Fantastic.
Oh,
such lovely people out there, and thank you so much.
Oh, pleasure. Well done.
No problem. Sharon, best of luck.
Yes.
I suppose we don't find out now until he actually rocks up at your wedding in September.
No.
Wow. Okay, well, look, Sharon, best of luck to you. Thank you very much for telling us the stories.
Lovely. Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.